Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Good way to start the weekend here. Friday morning, 8:09. Got some blue sky and showers are gone.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Let's check in with Dean Richards. Get some entertainment news and some home video picks for the weekend. How you doing today, Dean?
I'm doing very well. I was just outside a few minutes ago, and it is just gorgeous outside.
Yep, it's a perfect day. We mentioned a little earlier that this is the kind of weather you start thinking about Lollapalooza, and we still don't know anything about... they haven't canceled, have they?
Nope, they have not canceled. We've been in contact with them several times trying to get information, and you know they keep saying, we don't know yet, we don't know. The last that we heard was they were saying we should have word on Lollapalooza by the end of May, and it's getting pretty close to that right now, unless they plan on making an announcement sometime over the weekend.
Why do you think they're waiting so long?
I don't know. I just, even with the rules relaxing now, I just don't know how you hold an event at which 100,000 people show up every day, crowded into Grant Park. Not only the crowds who are coming to see the shows, but the enormous amount of people that it takes to put on these shows, the crews, the bands. How do you have these bands on stage? And the crew and the mixers and all the technical people and the food concessioners. How do you have all these people in a relatively close area? How much do they think things are going to relax between now and the beginning of August when Lollapalooza is scheduled to go? So
it doesn't seem to be any way they could do it.
Not in any form that we've seen in the past, unless they're really planning on changing things again. Most of the artists that were scheduled have canceled their tours of the year. So, you know, who's even available? Who's even left to perform? I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, maybe we'll get word today. It's, you know, sort of the end of May, as they said. Maybe they're going to wait until the very end of May over the weekend and make an announcement then. We'll see.
I know you'll bring it to us. And we do have some movie news, don't we?
We do have some movie news that's coming out this week, this weekend, rather. And one has to do with Elton John's movie Rocket Man. This is the movie that... came out last year, but Elton John is holding a watch party online today on Amazon Prime. The movie is showing on Amazon Prime, but you can watch it with Elton John with the Q&A after the fact. As one of the home video picks this weekend, and I'll tell you about some of the other home video picks in a couple of minutes. But the other, I guess you might say, fairly big movie news is that there's going to be a new Fiddler on the Roof movie. It was last made in 1964. It's the classic Broadway musical, maybe one of the most classic Broadway musicals of all time, that's been made and remade and television specials. But now it's going to be made with the director of Hamilton, the original director of Hamilton from Broadway, Thomas Kail. They are going to put this together, collaborating with Lin-Manuel Miranda and the man who wrote the musical Dear Evan Hansen. He's going to write the screenplay for it. So it's going to be adapted. I guess it's going to be updated a little bit. You know, maybe there'll be a song in it, If I Were a Quarantined Man. That could be a different take on the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah, they may. I'm interested in this story about Denzel Washington. Where did this happen? Out in Los Angeles?
Happened in Los Angeles. You know, in light of everything that's going on in the George Floyd case and these horrible riots that have been going on in Minneapolis, especially last night. Denzel Washington is driving down the street in West Hollywood in the Los Angeles area, and he sees the police stopping a homeless man on the street, an African-American man on the street. And the two police officers that stop the homeless man are, you know, they're questioning him. It's beginning to become a thing between the police officers and this homeless man. Denzel Washington stops his car, gets out of the car, and intervenes. The police officers, of course, even though he had a mask on, as did the police officers, the police officers recognize him. But, you know, Denzel wasn't getting in the way of the police officers doing their job. He was just interfering and just sort of becoming some insurance that nothing was going to happen to this man who was confused, who, you know, didn't seem to know what was going on, did not have a mask on. Denzel brought a package of masks with him from out of the car, gave one to the man to put on, the homeless man, gave him the rest of the pack to carry with him, and stayed with him until the situation quieted down, until, you know, everything became sort of neutralized. The police went on with their business. The homeless man, you know, also went on with his business, and Denzel left. But Denzel Washington could have just stayed in his car. He could have easily just kept driving, but he stops and gets in the way of what he thought could have been a dangerous situation for this man who was being confronted by police officers.
Yeah, who knows? He may have prevented a situation there that nobody wanted to see.
Right.
And talking about the George Floyd tragedy, Madonna's son got involved in a bit of a tribute, right?
I guess so. I'm so puzzled by this. Madonna, who has posted Instagram videos of herself in bubble baths and such as some really like bizarre videos, posts a video of her son David, who is now a teenager, saying that they are very moved by what happened in the Minneapolis area. And David wants to do a dance performance to honor George Floyd. And you click on the video, because I thought, well, this is going to be, you know, interesting. This is going to be some sort of dance tribute. And basically, what he's doing is a Michael Jackson impersonation. He's doing all of Michael Jackson's signature moves from Michael Jackson's, you know, signature videos from Thriller and, you know, all of his classic moves. And I'm sitting watching. It's like, what am I missing? What yeah, don't I get
that
here?
That is a bit odd.
How in any way does this pay tribute to George Floyd and this tragedy that's gone on? It's a teenager who is doing a Michael Jackson impersonation on this video, but Madonna posts it with the caption that it is in honor of George Floyd, that the performance is in honor of George Floyd. So
okay.
To each his own, I guess.
Mysteries abound.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break, and then Dean has some picks for Quarren streaming over the weekend.
Ooh, I like that phrase. Did you trademark that? Because if not, I'm stealing it right away.
I'm too busy working with my lawyers on the moment of Zen. I've got two firms working on it, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, and Watch Us Grab It and Run. So they're very busy this morning. Now then.
What is that? Watch it?
Watch us grab it and run.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They're downtown here. Big firm.
A new firm. New one down there.
All right. So you mentioned Elton John. What else do you like for home video?
Well, there's a brand new movie that is available on demand this weekend. An original movie that stars Tracy Ellis Ross, who we know from the TV show Black-ish, and Dakota Johnson and Ice Cube. And it's kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the music industry. The movie is called The High Note, in which Tracy Ellis Ross plays a mega music diva who has been, you know, one of the top pop singers for decades and decades, and kind of feels like she's becoming irrelevant a little bit. She's becoming a nostalgia act where when she is in concert, all they ever want her to do are her old songs, and she would like to do some new songs. She has a personal assistant, played by Dakota Johnson, who fetches her coffee and gets her cleaning and does a lot of gopher work for her. But she really wants to be a producer. She wants to do more, but she's kept down and just do what I tell you to do. She has higher aspirations. Ice Cube plays her longtime manager in this movie, and it's an interesting film. It's fun and funny, mostly thanks to Tracy Ellis Ross's enormous talent. She's so multi-talented. But the thing that really will get you when you watch this film is how much Tracy Ellis Ross is her mother's daughter. She looks like Diana Ross. She moves like Diana Ross. She sings in the movie. She does a couple of songs herself. She even sounds like Diana Ross. Her pacing and phrasing and breathing, the way that she takes delivers a song is just like Diana Ross. It's distracting in a way. And I got to think that Tracy Ellis Ross, growing up in that environment, must know something a little bit about somebody whose mom was a super mega music diva, still is. And for the most part, if you go to Diana Ross concerts now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with this because she's giving the people what she wants, but she's basically a nostalgia act right now.
Right.
Diana Ross hasn't put out any new music in a long time, but still sells out concerts. It's very much the plight of this character that Tracy Ellis Ross plays in the film. So I found it very interesting in a way. I thought it was a little bit revealing that we must be learning something about what Diana Ross's life was like. And there are plenty of laughs in this movie as well. It's a nice movie. I gave it a Dean's Osby, and it's on demand. It's on, you can find it in a lot of different places this weekend. Steve Carell has a new TV series that is debuting today as well. It's called Space Force, and it comes from many of the same people that created The Office. Story is about a new branch of the military that is, dedicated to space travel. It's not unlike this, Space Force that President Trump, wants to get going. I hope it's not as inept as and irreverent as the one we see in this television series. It's not perfect. It's got a good, really good cast of Steve Carell and John Malkovich and Lisa Kudrow, among others. The late Fred Willard, this was his final on-screen performance before he passed away. But 10 episodes of this new series that could use a little bit of refining, but I still found entertaining, is on Netflix this weekend. On Hulu, season 2 of the Golden Globe-winning series Rami drops today. It's the story about the millennial American Muslim who is struggling to balance his Islamic faith with his very Islamic, his very American lifestyle. The show is clever and funny and moving, and I think is worth a watch. I know a lot of people liked the first season when it came out last year. Told you about Rocket Man, which is on Amazon Prime. You can watch it with Elton John tonight. He's going to do a Q&A afterwards. The number one movie on Netflix right now is Adam Sandler's Uncut Gems. This is such a good movie. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
I did. It was dark, but
yeah.
Man, the atmosphere of that New York jeweler's scene was awesome.
Yeah, and he's just, he's this jewelry merchant, perennial loser who thinks that he has got the way to get rich at every turn, and he fails at every turn. It's a very, very different Adam Sandler if you only know him from Happy Gilmore. This one's very R-rated and definitely worth a watch. Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, the 4-episode documentary about this billionaire turned sex offender is on Netflix right now. One of my favorite food series, I guess you might say, is also a kind of a travel series. It's called Somebody Feed Phil, that stars former Everybody Loves Raymond producer Phil Rosenthal. The guy is a self-proclaimed food nerd. He travels the world and explores the different foods and cultures of countries around the world. It's been on PBS. Season 3 debuts today on Netflix. I love this show because I love learning about food from other countries, but Phil Rosenthal is hilarious to me. He's so funny.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I think we watched the first season. I don't know if we saw the second one, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's hilarious, and he talks to always checks in with his parents back in L.A. who if you think Phil's a nerd, wait until you meet the parents. and you can understand how sort of the development of the characters on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
Because his family is clearly some of the characters that were written into that show. Mm-hmm. For this week, this will be the first weekend. It started the other day, but the first full weekend of HBO Max, the new online platform that Bob has to figure out how to get on his TV.
Yeah, I got Disney Plus what's the other one I'm trying to Apple Plus.
Apple TV Plus.
HBO Max. I got to work that out.
I've contacted all of these online platforms, by the way, and asked them if they could just have their CEOs call you directly.
Thank you.
To see if they can help you. Be the, what do you call it when you call the support desk? What's it called? The smart guy's desk? Or whatever it's called.
Genius bar.
Genius bar.
Thank you, Dave.
That's what we need. We need Bob to belly up to the genius bar.
Please.
A little bit. But on this new HBO Max platform, thousands of movies from the 100-year-old Warner Brothers film library. This is all owned by Time Warner now. So anything that's been Time Warner, anything that's been HBO is on HBO Max. Friends, Big Bang Theory, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sopranos, Sex and the City, Doctor Who is on there, great new movies, fantastic old classic movies, and the Looney Tune classics, the number one reason that I've been watching. I've been binging on Roadrunner, and there is nothing better in the world.
I see an Elmer Fudd weekend coming at the Dean Richards house.
Bob, it's so fantastic. I can't even tell you how much I've been enjoying that. I'm a little embarrassed to tell you I've been enjoying. Exactly.
Have a good one, Dean.
See you later.
Talk to you on Monday. Okay.